Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Help, I'm an Adult. I'm your host, Sharon Alfred, and this is the podcast that goes through life with you as you figure out all things adulting. And I've just finished my recap section of this season, and we're diving straight in, where I talk about different topics and areas that I've kind of experienced and noticed during adulting, both in corporate, family, personal, health, all that jazz. So let's dive into today's episode. Whatever you find yourself doing, do it well. Yep, starting this episode differently. That's a quote that I always heard from my parents growing up, and I just thought it was just a general quote. And then this week, during one of my Bible study sessions, I saw that it's actually scriptural as well. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 23, it starts off saying, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord and not for human masters." Now, for those who aren't Christians, that might sound like, well, that's a lot. But it still goes hand in hand with what I just started saying. Whatever you find yourself doing, do it well. And that leads to the theme of this week's episode. I'm going to be talking mainly to, I guess, those starting new fresh in the workforce. Haven't finished university, finished college, or whatever it is, and you're just in your first full-time job. It might not be exactly what you envisioned yourself doing, but that quote is for you. And this episode is for you. But one thing I've noticed, having worked now for almost, I think it's now coming up to 6.5 years, maybe 7 years this year, I've noticed that in this day and age, everybody is up for that quick win, easy money kind of jobs. And those of you who find yourself in the corporate world, the thing that's trending now is you do not spend too much time in one place. Every 2 years, even 3 years seems to be a lot, but every 2 years people want to move jobs, move places, and all of that. And either due to, and I know most of those reasons for moving are personal to each person. Some people it's because it was just a toxic work environment, fair enough. Either you just had really bad bosses, fair enough. More money, fair enough. Whatever your reason might be. But one question I kind of want you to think about is, in whatever that role is, that job is, that place that I'm working at, am I working at my best? Why I say this is, no matter how toxic it is, no matter how much it's not the ideal career or ideal job you want it to be, you should always aim to do your best in that role. There's a lot of us, and a lot of you will leave university, leave college, and not actually get your ideal job first time round. And that's okay. It doesn't mean, one thing I have to say is, it doesn't mean you do shoddy work where you are, because that reference is what you need for the next job. It might not be the role you see yourself in the future. It might not be your ideal role. It might not be your career. But always do your best, because you never know where the favor will come from, who the favor will come from. You never know where the opportunities can arise from what you find yourself doing. And the attitude I've seen with a lot of young people in the corporate world, that at least I've seen within, I guess, my working environment, is the moment you realize this is not for me, everyone just drops the ball. And that's not fair on your colleagues. It's not fair on the team members. It's not fair on the company. And then because you're dropping the ball, it's bringing everybody else down. Somebody else is going to have to pick up that work. Somebody else is carrying that workload, and it's just unfair. So I would say again, whatever you find yourself doing, do it well, for the reasons that you just never know where that opportunity will come from, where that favor will come from, where those references that you need. You might think, well, I did the work anyway, I'm going to get a good reference. It's not guaranteed. So do your best. Try and fit in as much as possible. Now, if it's a toxic work environment, again, do your work. if that's all it is you're going to do, do the quiet quitting thing of just doing what you're paid to do and move on. If it gets too toxic and you have to leave, leave. Hopefully you have other references and you don't have to go back to them to ask for a reference. But no matter what the condition might be, make sure you're doing your best. If it's too toxic for you, leave. But yeah, that's today's episode. And whatever you find yourself doing, do it to the best of your abilities. Thank you guys. I have been Sharon Alfred. This is Help I'm an Adult Podcast. And please feel free to like, subscribe, follow, share, do all of that good stuff. And I'll see you back here next week. Bye, everybody.